It's American Dance Week, and we recently attended a performance for young people by the ODC San Francisco, the internationally known dance troupe, which was in a month-long residence here at the University of Florida, creating original dance works for and with the children of this area. These aren't classically oriented dances in which children first have to master prescribed positions and steps. Rather, the dances derive from the movements that children naturally use in their daily lives, especially in their play. You can even hear the sounds of the playground in one of the dances, In Dreams, which weaves together the rolls, leaps, skips, tumbles, and other gymnastics of a good game of tag, performed here by a group of 7 child and 5 adult dancers. Another dance called The Night We Slept in Trees is a moving reverie done to the haunting music of Madre Deus, in which children are cocooned in long columns of transparent fabric that descends from the darkness above the stage. The adult dancers who appear in this piece wear wonderful masks. They lift and carry and balance in complete harmony with the children and serve for their young charges as the gentle guides through the world of fantasy. In fact, the adults are the embodiments of the imaginative powers that the children already possess. Blue, the last of these 3 gems, was choreographed and performed with a group of deaf children. It borrows in part from the idea of musical chairs, configuring the performers in front, behind, and on top of a row of chairs. To this fresh use of an old form, the ODC add the new textures of Thomas Judson's score and an original poem by one of the choreographers, Philippe Sacon, which overlaps and repeats, binding together the vibrations of language, music, sensation, and movement into an intricate, resonant, breathtaking dance.
Blue is the color that I see falling into the cup of water.
If you ever have a chance to see the ODC San Francisco, don't miss the opportunity. Whether it is their signature piece for adults, Investigating Grace, done to Bach's Goldberg Variations, or the original work they do with children in the Bay Area and around the country, the company and their artistic directors, Brenda Way and Katie Nelson, are making astonishing magic.